This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. European Union's ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, pledges continued support for Nepal's energy sector and climate initiatives. Nepal Rashtriya Bank reports 64.15 billion rupees outflow for foreign education in 7 months. And stocks fall in US and Asia over US President Donald Trump's tariff concerns. Now the news in details. President Ramchandra Podil has emphasized the need for Parliament to play a more effective role in making the government accountable and responsible to the public in order to strengthen federalism, good governance, transparency and the rule of law. Addressing an event, President Podil expressed concern about the lack of important laws and inadequate discussion on the pressing issues of the public in Parliament. Likewise, President Podil also urged parliamentary leaders to make Parliament a strong voice for the people and to work towards building a competent, accountable and responsible legislature. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharga paid a courtesy meeting with European Union's Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, today. The meeting, held at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation in Singhadarwar, focused on various aspects of the European Union's support for Nepal's energy, water resources and irrigation sectors. Since establishing diplomatic relations in 1974, the European Union has been a key partner in Nepal's sustainable development. Minister Kharga expressed gratitude for the European Union's assistance in the energy, water and tourism sectors. Similarly, Minister Kharga also thanked the European Union for its support in clean energy, climate change and economic stability. Minister Kharga shared the government's target of producing 28,500 megawatt of electricity by 2035 and emphasized the need for continued support from the international donors. Moreover, Ambassador Lorenzo reaffirmed the European Union's commitment to collaborating further on climate change and alternative energy projects in Nepal. Ambassador Lorenzo also praised Nepal's regional energy cooperation and assured continued European Union support, including additional loans and grants for energy development projects. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the need for collective efforts in disaster risk reduction and management. Speaking at an event in Dhangari Kailali, Minister Lekhak shared that the government plans to develop the emergency warehouse in Kathmandu into a central emergency warehouse. Minister Lekhak mentioned that disaster relief materials will be provided to the provincial warehouses through foreign aid and government purchases. Likewise, Minister Lekhak added that the responsibility for managing these warehouses would now fall on the provincial government. Similarly, Minister Lekhak also instructed subordinate agencies to work in coordination with the provincial government during times of disaster. Nepal Rashtriya Bank has reported a significant outflow of funds for foreign studies as efforts to enhance education quality and retain youth within the country continue. In the first 7 months of the current fiscal year, 64.15 billion rupees was spent on education abroad. Overall, travel-related expenses under the service category increased by 10.6%, reaching rupees 115.88 billion rupees during the same period. Of this amount, the education sector alone accounted for 64.15 billion rupees. However, compared to the same period last year, spending on foreign education has slightly decreased from 66.64 billion rupees. Meanwhile, the country's net service income declined by 50.22 billion rupees during this period. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will address the Kosi Provincial Assembly today. According to the Assembly Secretariat, the meeting will take place at 2 p.m. Having previously addressed the Karnali and Sudur Paschim Assemblies, Prime Minister Oli's speech is expected to include mandatory attendance for ruling party members from CPN-UML and Nepali Congress. The 13th convocation ceremony of Purvanchal University is being held today. According to the university's information officer, a total of 8,150 students will be participating in the convocation ceremony. President of Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Dewa, has emphasized the need to focus on the upcoming elections and strengthen the party's efforts. Speaking at the inauguration of the provincial-level training program in Dhangari, President Dewa urged party leaders and workers to unite and focus on the upcoming elections. President Dewa stressed the need to start election preparations early, especially in the Sudur Paschim province. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has issued a prohibitory order banning protests and gatherings in various areas of Kathmandu for the next 2 months. The order, effective from 9th of March, prohibits sit-ins, demonstrations, rallies and assemblies near key government offices, VIP residents and the main administrative center, Singhadarbar. Chief District Officer Rishi Ram Tiwari explained the decision was made based on international practices and previous court rulings. The administration cited concerns over potential vandalism, arson, clashes and disruption to public services and law and order. The restriction applies to gatherings of five or more people near locations including the Office of the President, Office of the Vice President, Singhadarbar, Supreme Court and other key government buildings. Organizing such events in areas like Balwatar and the Federal Parliament building is also prohibited. A 100-member team of Chinese photographers have arrived in Nepal to showcase the country's culture, heritage and tourism. The team arrived on Monday as part of the Lenses on Nepal 100 Chinese Photographers program organized by the China-Nepal Friendship Forum, Nepal Tourism Board and National Forum of Photojournalists. Lawmaker Urmila Majhi and Nepal Tourism Board Manager Surya Thapalia welcomed the team, highlighting its significance for promoting tourism in Nepal. The program marks the Visit Nepal Year 2025 and the 70th anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic relations. The photographers will visit various cultural and historical sites promoting Nepal's natural beauty and heritage worldwide. The event is expected to strengthen Nepal-China relations and boost tourism in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Stocks in the USA and Asia fell as investors reached to U.S. President Donald Trump's comments on tariffs and economic uncertainty. In a TV interview, President Trump said the U.S. was in a period of transition, raising concerns about a possible recession. Since Sunday, top officials have tried to ease investor fears. Despite this, Japan's Nikkei 225 dropped 1.7%, South Korea's Kospi fell 1.3%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index declined 1%. In the U.S., the S&P 500 fell 2.7%, the Dow Jones lost 2%, and the Nasdaq dropped 4%. Tesla shares plunged 15.4%, while other major tech stocks also declined. Analysts believe uncertainty over President Trump's tariff policies is affecting market confidence. Investors worry tariffs will raise prices and slow economic growth. Similarly, President Trump says the measures aim to bring wealth back to the U.S., but businesses remain cautious. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested following a request from the International Criminal Court as confirmed by the government on Tuesday. Ex-President Duterte was detained at Manila Airport upon returning from Hong Kong. According to the BBC, the arrest was made after the Philippine government received the International Criminal Court warrant through Interpol. The International Criminal Court accuses former President Duterte of crimes against humanity related to his anti-drug campaign, which led to thousands of deaths between 2016 and 2022. Human Rights Watch called the arrest a key step toward accountability. The Philippine government has not yet confirmed whether Duterte will be handed over to the International Criminal Court. Fires are still burning on an oil tanker and a cargo ship that collided in the North Sea on Monday morning. HM Coast Guard said that one crew member remains missing and the search has been called off. According to the BBC, the U.S.-registered Stena Immaculate, carrying jet fuel for the U.S. military, and the Portuguese-flagged Solong, transporting toxic chemicals, were involved in the collision. 36 crew members were rescued, with one taken to the hospital. Authorities are assessing environmental damage after jet fuel leaked into the sea near the Humber Estuary. The cargo ship carries sodium cyanide, but it is unclear if any has leaked. A Coast Guard helicopter, lifeboats, and firefighting vessels responded to the incident. Maritime and Coast Guard agency officials are working to manage the situation. The UK Transport Secretary praised emergency services for their efforts. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, while other areas remain mostly clear. Light snowfall is expected in one or two places in the high hills and Himalayan regions. Similarly, hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces may witness light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. This weather pattern may have a partial impact on daily life, health and transportation, including road and air travels. Authorities have urged people to take necessary precautions to avoid any possible effects. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. European Union's ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, pledges continued support for Nepal's energy sector and climate initiatives. Nepal Rashtra Bank reports 64.15 billion rupees outflow for foreign education in 7 months. And stocks fall in US and Asia over US President Donald Trump's tariff concerns. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.